Okay, so again, here's the cave paintings from Lascaux. You can get an idea how big these animals were in the painting, which gives us an idea of who they were hunting. We know that early humans were hunting large game. How do we know? Because of this arrowhead you see up in the upper left-hand corner of your screen. That's called a clovis point. It's huge. Look at it in comparison to the person's hand that's holding it. So you got this person holding this clovis point. It's an adult holding it. So it's a huge arrowhead. Well, you don't use an arrowhead that large to kill a squirrel. Certainly, you must be killing something very large. So we know the humans were following large game. We also know that humans were following large game because we find their kills, the kill sites, the places where these early Stone Age people were actually getting a hold of these animals and killing them. They killed them with the spears, but the funniest way they killed them actually is that they would act crazy, yell and scream and run around behind woolly mammoths, get the woolly mammoths really scared, and chase them off a cliff. And so the woolly mammoth run, you know, he's like, oh my god, these crazy humans, and he'd run and he'd fall off the cliff. He'd fall to the bottom and he'd be like, oh my god, my leg's broken. And so then the humans would run down there and stab him and then cut him up and eat him. So we have examples of that, places where we find the woolly mammoth bones with clovis points, and you can tell that the animal's been killed or butchered because on the bones you see chips out of it from where the humans were cutting away the meat in the Americas, which tells us that this is why early humans migrated into the Americas.